welcome to the player segment of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show on a Monday. The general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, Thomas Dimitroff, thanks for your time and congratulations on the announcement today.
I appreciate you guys having me, and thanks for the congrats.
TD, this has been a you guys have talked about process was one of the first words that I think you and Smitty talked about back in 08. And saw the highs of, you know, nearly the highs of highs there. Got to the NFC Championship game. And a couple of lean years trying to retool and now all of a sudden things, I mean, is this the way you envision kind of a general manager? Is that the way it works? I mean, you got to ride. I mean, it's like you're a boat out in the ocean. You're trying to fight through stuff.
Look, I mean, the reality, and you guys know this, you've been around football a long time, and you've seen, you know, the ups and downs.
Sure.
And that's part of it. We all know. We don't want them, and the fan base doesn't want them, and the media doesn't want them, right? We want to be positive about things, and we had some tough years. I get it. First of all, very appreciative of Mr. Blank for stepping up and believing in the relationship that I have with Dan and how we're working together well. Very, very well, actually. I could go on and on about that. You know, we can talk about it here. We can talk about it another time.
Sure.
But I'm really appreciative of it. Though tough years, through those tough years, we all learn, right? I've said this time and again, I am so much more adept at what I'm doing than I was 5 and 6 years ago. That's the way it is, right? The more we're in something, the more we realize. I mean, you guys with, I was saying, your isms, you would be nowhere along with your isms that many years ago, right? So I think learning about it is really good. And again, having a partner like Dan to work with is fantastic.
When you put this team together, 2016, and I've used the term the equity of speed that was built about this team. I think we talked about it in August at training camp. When you guys go to work on saying, okay, we're going to get faster, well, you can say it. Doing it's a whole different deal. But has that been the number one characteristic you guys have talked about in terms of acquiring personnel, either draft, free agent, what have you?
Well, I would say it's right up there, right? We probably have 3, 4, or 5 different things that we're really, aspects that we're really focused on. Competitive toughness is the number one thing.
Okay.
Okay? And then right underneath there is definitely speed and athleticism, for sure, and grit's right in there. And I wouldn't tier them too much deeper, right, because they are all very, very important. The speed element is huge for Dan's defense. The speed element is honestly huge for our receiving group to take away some of the pressures off of what's the guy's name? Number 11? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it the way it is. I mean, Julio's situation presents itself a certain way. We have speed on the offense. We have speed on the defense now. We have speed along our fronts, mm-hmm. which is really good to see. So, yes. Speed was a really important sort of movement aspect to putting this team together.
I think one of the funner moments for me, more fun, is it more fun? I don't even know.
It can be.
Okay,
right
more
now.
Fun.
Yeah.
Moments for me is to come out on a Wednesday when I'm gonna talk to Dan and to watch you and Dan just off by yourself talking through stuff. And you guys will literally do some things, you know, physically go through a pass set or come off the edge. You guys are talking through things, and the combination of you guys melding the minds together as to what player do you want here, it's a lot of fun to watch, and I know that it means a lot to you.
It means a great deal to both of us. And I, you know, Dan came in at the very beginning. We wouldn't trumpet this necessarily, but he wants to be very proud of this relationship 10, 15 years down the road as one of the best and most accomplished working together. And I know he believes that, and I know I believe that. We both understand how important that is. Doing those things that we do out on the field and the discussions we have, I really, really want to stress this. This is such a well-thought-out organization that way. And I know when you go through those tough years, people are thinking we're just flying from the seat of our pants, or that's not it at all. We're really, really dialed into what we think may be the best for different nuances of his defense and Kyle, where we are from the standpoint of the offense. So we have a lot of really in-depth discussions about that. And we have a very good personnel department and a very good coaching department who understands the talents developing well. So I just think it's all coming together quite well right now.
Interesting. I want to go back to last year in the offseason, because there had been some things that you kind of knew there was a brick here and a brick here, and you know it was a matter of adding a couple more bricks. I thought Alex Mack was the most important thing to happen in the offseason for a lot of reasons. Veteran guy, successful guy, but also could stabilize an area that needed some improvement, and that was your offensive line. I don't want you to prioritize all this, but how big an acquisition was that in terms of where this team is today?
You are exactly on the mark there. I mean, let's start with something that was going to be so important. It's getting the ball back to Matt,
mm-hmm.
helping Matt feel more and more comfortable and confident climbing up into the pocket, adding more experience, legit experience beside Andy Levitre on the left side and Chris Chester on the right. That's three very, very experienced and adept O lineman that we thought could help. And Arch, you know this. Yes, it's tough enough to deal with the outside rush, but when you can't climb in to be creative, and I've always said from the very beginning when we brought Matt in here, one of the things that was so important for me back then in 08 was watching him and comparing him to Tom Brady and how Tom ad-libbed in the pocket. A few years here, we haven't been able to ad-lib as much in the pocket. Now I feel like Matt's able to move around in that pocket, jump up, sometimes run, sometimes step up a little bit and make the play. Very important acquisition for us.
Thomas Dimitroff with us on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here in our players segment, a unique twist on the players segment, I must say.
Yes, absolutely. And good to have Thomas with us. We appreciate his time. The way you've kind of found guys that are glue guys on this team, Kamal Ishmael, Devontae Freeman. I mean, people forget Devontae, fourth round draft pick now. Some of those guys that are now becoming staples of your team, and when something happens, boom, that guy's standing there to fill the void. Or what? Talk about that and how finding those guys. I mean, that's been a big part of why this thing has been pretty successful.
Well, I think you can look at talent and you can look at athleticism and speed, back to what we're talking about. But what overrides all of it in the very, very end is they have to be your type of player, right? And when that's cliche, I understand that. But we were very, very particular about that's why we have the CT, our competitive toughness, at the very top of it and of the whole chart as far as what our priorities are. Interestingly enough, we've talked about this as well. When you have Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Alex Mack, soon to be a couple other guys, and, you know, guys like Desmond Trufant,
sure,
guys like that, those are the guys you're paying, obviously, big, big contract money to, right? Those are the guys that you want to do that to, right? Because they're leaders on the field, there's leaders off the field. That's who you want. Every once in a while, you're going to have a skilled guy or a talented guy who makes a lot of money who is not as easy to manage. But it's kind of nice when you look at your roster and you look at the main guys who are, you know, leading it not only on the field but off the field.
Well, in the case of a veteran guy, too, and I'm going to use Sanu as the example. And Dave and I were talking about this last Thursday night in Tampa. Here's a guy who caught 33 balls, no touchdowns a year ago. Yes, he had the 50-plus, 5-6 touchdown catch season in Cincinnati. But just simply the change of address seems to have engaged him, where you're now getting to see some of the things that maybe he did not show in Cincinnati for one reason or another. That's neither here nor there at this point. But this is a great fit for him in terms of what you need and what he needs at the same time.
Really, really important fit for us. We knew that we needed a deuce to come in here and, again, help, you know, manage where the field was going.
Sure.
You know, obviously bending over towards who and such. He is what really gathered our attention captured our attention was he had a really good nose for the first down marker and a good nose for the end zone, right? We've had people in the past who are good football players, but they've come up short, unfortunately, right at the end zone. This cat can do it, and we love his toughness and his ruggedness. Jersey kid, you know, of course, Dan likes that, right? They're all talking about bench press and moving iron around. But he's a tough, surly guy in his own way, in a good way,
yeah,
on the field. And I really like how he's coming along. He's growing more and more in the system, and it's been really, really good for us. And he fits in well in that room.
Thomas, your very first pick when you got here was Matt Ryan. And he's a guy you did a ton of homework on. You spent a ton of time to get him in here. He became the face of your franchise. You had him signed within about 2 weeks of when he was drafted, I believe, 3 weeks. Came in here immediately. The line loved him, all that kind of stuff. This season, it got to be pretty cool for you to see where he kind of there was some struggles over the last couple seasons. And Matt was the brunt of some of the stuff that was going on, and some of it maybe was his fault. But to see a guy rally, especially as good as he was the first 5 years and then some struggles maybe, and as good as he's playing right now, I mean, what kind of satisfaction you take out of that? Or how proud are you, I guess, is a better way of putting
satisfaction
it.
Satisfaction and proud. I mean, proud of him as an individual, because there's no better leader for this team and spokesperson for this team. We know that he has Matty Ice, I mean, many, many times over. And when you, again, go through those struggles, we can all talk about that again, there's going to be a lot of darts thrown your way, et cetera, et cetera. Matt rose through those and did a really good job of deflecting those, and never, ever has he thrown anyone else under the bus talking about this or that. He's been very, very mindful of it, and I think to see Matt in sync right now, to see him throwing as we all know how he can operate in a system that has really become second nature for him, and he's communicating extremely well with Kyle and his receiving group. He's got a really adept run game going right now. His O-line's operating. That's got to feel great for Matt. I love seeing Matt in that mode, because he seems like that's where we believe he is. He is an elite type quarterback, and this is where he belongs. And it's really good to see. And I can see it in his eyes, and he believes he believes a lot here.
Falcons general manager Thomas Dimitroff with us on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show on this Monday. The Falcons are in Philadelphia on Sunday with a kick time at about 1 o'clock, and pregame starts at 11 a.m. I know you look at this week to week just like everybody else does, coaches, people outside the organization, fans, media, what have you. But you also have to have some perspective on this year and next year and down the road on a lot of different angles. Couple things about where you are right now as it relates to down the road. You're pretty happy, I got to believe, where you are from a salary cap perspective, where you are from contracts, things like that. You've got a good set of draft picks this year, next year, and the year after. I mean, you feel pretty comfortable about where things are?
I'm very comfortable. I mean, start with, you know, where we think the cap is going to be, the money that's going to be available for us, where we are with our roster, the age of our roster, and where people are and where they're operating, how they're operating. Again, we have some young guys. We also have some veteran guys that are, importantly, still contributing and contributing well, not just guys that are here as cheerleaders. That's not what we're interested in. We're interested in guys that are going to help us and have helped us through this year. Really, really important for us. And I love the fact that Dan, as a head coach, has vision. He is not so myopic to look on, you know, at just 1 year. Very in season, very understanding. During a week, yes, of course.
Right.
But when we have the moments, the appropriate moments, to sit down and talk about this season, next season, and so on, he's got the mind to be able to turn that off, compartmentalize, and talk about ball with me from a growth standpoint. And that's really important for a GM and a head coach to be able to do. It gets frustrating when a GM wants to talk about that, and it's sort of a topic that is tucked away because we can't tuck it away.
Sure.
You've got a young group on defense, Thomas. You got to get a smile on your face when you look at Jarrett and Beasley and Collins and the four rookies that are playing now and Ricardo Allen and Trufant and Alford. They're all within 3 years of one another. You're smiling now. I mean, and it's a group that I know is getting to get better. I know the numbers aren't where you want them, but you could see marketable improvement, I thought, Thursday night, especially in situational defense against Tampa Bay.
Very, very important for us to have that, see the youth, see the speed, see the athleticism, and also see this interesting, hungry side to this defense that I've not seen before. And it's just fun to see how this coaching staff brings them along. They believe, interestingly enough, again, after a limited time in this league, that they can play with anyone. They're going to have their mistakes, but they've been sort of taught to accept the fact that they're going to make mistakes, and coaches are going to get on them in a positive sort of, let's go, let's circle the wagons here and let's get this back on track. They believe that. They're not going to be chastised up and down for making mistakes. They know that they're going to make mistakes because they're young. I really like where we are. Back to your point earlier, I mean, you know, we're sitting there thinking about more draft picks, and we don't have any holes in our draft, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Well, I'm so impressed with the maturity of Devondre Campbell, Keanu Neal, Deion Jones, Brian Poole, Austin Hooper, and go on and on. But when you talk to those guys, and I'm fortunate to get a chance to talk to them quite often, I mean, you don't feel like you're talking to a kid that's never played a game before.
No, you don't see that look in their eyes like, oh, my gosh, I'm going in front of national television. I just love that. And I really put that on Coach Quinn and his approach. You all haven't had a chance to be in the meetings, but, I mean, the meetings, the team meetings, it's really interesting to see that. There's an element of revival in there every day. And, you know, there's themes and the way that he approaches it, and lets these guys believe, like, okay, be yourself, but also be a team. You know, be humble, but also be very mindful of how you're playing this game. So that's great.
All right, real quick, about a minute left. What's the one characteristic we don't know about this team that's critical to its success going forward?
Well, I think you know many things about it, as I just said, the hunger side of it all. I really believe that from a personality standpoint, I think this is a very, very focused team. Young, of course, they're going to make mistakes, but we really spend a lot of time with this coaching staff developing these guys to be more focused so that they can be more focused not only on the practice field but on the field.
Well, Thomas, congratulations
again.
It's what needed to happen. You've directed this team through some great stuff. We got some good stuff coming up, and it's really cool that and I'm telling this because we get a chance to see it up close. I know the fans don't get a chance to see it. This is a coach and a general manager in lockstep, and both their names on it. Not just one, both their names have put this team in the position they're in. Thanks,
I appreciate
buddy.
You guys a lot. Thank
All
you.
All right.